91X News.
It's minus 15 and sunny at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. Democrat Doug Jones has pulled off a stunning upset in heavily Republican Alabama, beating Roy Moore to claim a Senate seat. Sagar Magani reports.
It's the first Democratic Senate win in Alabama in a quarter century.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you took the right road.
Jones celebrating at Birmingham, while in Montgomery, Moore refused to concede, hinting at a recount.
It's not over, and it's going to take some time.
Jones's win is a major embarrassment for President Trump, who backed Moore despite sexual misconduct allegations, and it cuts the GOP Senate majority to two votes, while giving Democrats a more clear, albeit narrow, path to retaking the Senate next year. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The fall semester pass that is sold to students has been extended to January 19th due to the strike. The pass is purchased for $244 at the college bookstore and normally expires at the end of December, the formally scheduled end of the fall semester. The announcement was made in the weekly newsletter that is emailed to the students. The five-week strike extended Loyalist College's semester to January 19th, which the pass has been extended to meet. This will give more time for students whose OSAP payments will be delayed into February to find the money for the next semester pass. Just over 25,000 full-time Ontario College students received tuition refunds after a five-week strike derailed their semester. Ontario Ministry of Advanced Education confirmed today that 10.3% of Ontario students asked for and received their money back after the strike. A petition opposing Hastings Prince Edward District School Board decision to rename Moira Secondary School has been started. The petition states that money spent on a name change and rebranding would be better used on school resources for both current and new secondary students. Belleville Council member Egerton Boyce tweeted earlier expressing a similar concern regarding the change. Boyce says, "I'm still not convinced of why Moira Secondary School has to change its name, save the costs of new signs, etc., and put it towards books or other much-needed school supplies. Just a thought." Currently, the petition has more than 2,000 signatures out of its 2,500 goal. Bridge Street United Church and Community Development Council of Quinney will be counting the number of homeless people in four communities in the area in April. Over the course of a week in Belleville, Quinney West, Madoc, and Bancroft, trained staff and volunteers will count the number of people staying in temporary housing or sleeping without shelter. In a news release, Ruth Ingersoll, the executive director of the Community Development Council, says the results will help improve the community's response to homelessness. Police say a man, a woman, and a four-month-old baby are in serious condition after a stabbing in West Toronto. A Toronto police spokesman said the incident took place in a building near the Sherway Gardens Mall. Constable David Hopkinson said it appears to be the baby was also assaulted in another manner. He says the woman is believed to be behind the attack. Hopkinson would not comment on the relationship between the three people. He also said it's too early to discuss charges. Family doctors across Canada are being told there is little to no scientific evidence to support the supposed benefits of medical marijuana. A trio of advisories prepared by the Alberta College of Family Physicians says one of the only consistent findings in existent research are the harms associated with using medical pot. So-called adverse events include dizziness, paranoia, low blood pressure, and hallucinations. Dr. Mike Allen coordinates the college weekly updates, which focuses on a topical issue and goes out to more than 32,000 clinicians across the country. Allen says in this case, the update topic was inspired by physicians wanting to know more about the research behind cannabis as they face increasing pressure from patients asking about marijuana as medicine. Atlantic Canada's premiers say their provinces are looking into a common price per gram for marijuana. Nova Scotia Premier Stephen McNeill says details are yet to be worked out as they move ahead to meet Ottawa's July 1st deadline for legalization.
Certainly one of the things that we talked about a great deal was to ensure that we wouldn't end up with the whole cross-border issue we're having in and around alcohol. There's more work to be done to find out actually what that retail price will be.
New Brunswick's Brian Gallant says a delicate balance needs to be struck. Gallant says a price that is too high will benefit the black market, while a price that is too low will encourage more pot use. A new food forecast suggests Canadians can expect to pay more at restaurants and to buying vegetables next year. Food inflation is expected to rise between 1 and 3% in next year, or nearly $400 for a family of four, based mainly on more spending on restaurant meals and an expected spike in vegetable prices. Lead researcher Sylvian Charlebois explains that the La Nina climate system could hurt crops in the United States,
which could actually bring more drought conditions in certain parts of the United States. And so we are expecting agricultural output to be affected in the United States, which could actually impact vegetable prices in Canada.
The report released today says inclement weather will also mean the price of vegetables could go up between 4 and 6%. That's QNET News on 91X to 12:05 p.m. Sports is next.
Have you been laid off? Does your job search have you feeling overwhelmed? You don't have to do this alone. At Loyalist Community Employment Services, we're ready to help you now. Whether you want to apply for jobs online, brush up your resume, or talk about training options, whatever your age and whatever your goals may be, visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street at Pinnacle, Belleville.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Loyalist Community Employment Services. Start here.
Good afternoon, I'm Becky McMullen with QNET Sports. In AHL news, tonight the Belleville Senators will go up against the Binghamton Devils at 7 this evening. In OJHL news, the North York Rangers take on the Buffalo Junior Sabres. The game is at 7:30 tonight at the Herbert Carnegie Centennial Center. And the QNET Red Devils have a game against the Kingston Junior Frontenacs tonight at 7 at the Marmara and District Community Center. In NHL news, the New York Rangers go head-to-head against the Ottawa Senators this evening at 7. And the Boston Bruins have a game against the Detroit Red Wings at 8 p.m. The president of the Continental Hockey League says he's waiting to find out how many Russians will be banned from the Olympics before deciding that if he will allow his players to compete in South Korea. The Moscow-based league previously expressed outrage at bans for Russia athletes in other sports tainted by doping at the Sochi Games. Russians in South Korea must compete as under a neutral flag in the IOC punishment for doping offenses at the 2014 Olympics. The Toronto Maple Leafs opened their road trip on a sour note. Sean Couturier scored the go-ahead goal with just 3 minutes left to play as the Philadelphia Flyers beat Toronto 4-2 to snap the Leafs' three-game winning streak. Here's Tim Saunders with the call on 97.5 the Frontenac as Couturier scores to give the Flyers a 3-2 lead over the Leafs.
Giroux into the middle, jumping on that. Couturier, he's in, shoots, he scores!
In Columbus, the Edmonton Oilers' offense erupted for a 7-2 victory over the Blue Jackets. Connor McDavid had a goal and three assists. Here's Jack Michaels with the call on 6:30 SHED as McDavid scores to give the Oilers a 7-2 lead.
Shot into traffic. That went off the backside of Russell. And Edmonton will break out 3-on-2. Puljujärvi in across the line. Back to McDavid. Shoots and scores. 7-2. This time it's Puljujärvi setting up McDavid for the coup de grace.
In NBA news, yesterday the New York Knicks had a victory game last night over the Los Angeles Lakers and finished with a score of 113-109. Also last night, the Sacramento Kings beat the Phoenix Suns with a score of 99-92. LeBron James had 25 points and tied a career high with 17 assists as Cleveland defeated the Atlanta Hawks 124-114. The Cavaliers' 15th win in 16 games. James says he wouldn't have tied a career high for assists unless his teammates were hitting their shots.
For me to get an assist, my teammates is making shots. That's always been an enjoyment of mine to be able to see, my teammates reap the benefits of the passes. I just try to put on time and on target, and my teammates are excellent tonight.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk at gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Cloudy with 40% chance of flurries this morning, then a mix of sun and cloud and a high of -9. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of -18. Tomorrow will be mainly sunny with a high of minus 11. At 12:10 p.m., it's minus 15 degrees. QNET News on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Becky McMullen. News on 91X next at 1 p.m.